Police, felon with 29 priors arrested for suspected fentanyl trafficking in Texas. By Amy Furr on December 5, 2025. Police in Lake Worth, Texas, nabbed a felon with a lengthy criminal history during a traffic stop involving suspected fentanyl. The Lake Worth Police Department announced Friday that members of its Special Operations Unit made a traffic stop Thursday on a vehicle in the area of Boat Club Road. When officers made contact with the driver, who was identified as 37-year-old Trevoni Stubblefield, a canine alerted them to the presence of a narcotic odor. Patrol officers located and seized approximately 73 grams of suspected methamphetamine and 30 grams of suspected fentanyl, concealed inside natural voids and compartments under the hood of Stubblefield's vehicle. He was arrested and charged with manufacture/delivery of a controlled substance. Penalty Group 1, less than 200 grams, and manufacture/delivery of a controlled substance. Penalty Group 1B, less than 200 grams. Police highlighted the deadly nature of fentanyl, writing, "A fatal fentanyl overdose can occur with as little as 2 milligrams. This seizure alone has the potential to save thousands of lives." The department shared images of the suspected drugs where they were found in the vehicle, along with the suspect's mugshot. Authorities then detailed the suspect's lengthy history of being on the wrong side of the law. Stubblefield is a convicted felon with a criminal history spanning 37 pages. He has 29 prior arrests, 16 of which are drug-related, all filed in Tarrant County. His convictions include drug distribution and evading arrest, among other offenses, the Post reads. This arrest, and others like it, demonstrates the skill of our officers and the department's continued commitment to pursuing drug traffickers who threaten our community. Those who engage in criminal activity will be found, arrested, and prosecuted, hopefully, to the fullest extent of the law, it added. In early October, the department said it had been conducting enforcement operations over the summer. During one of these operations, officers arrested 31-year-old Erica Burley, who was found in possession of 343 grams of methamphetamine along with other narcotics, the agency wrote in a social media post. In follow-up operations, officers seized an additional 316 grams of methamphetamine and 40 grams of fentanyl within the city. Burley has been charged with manufacture/delivery of a controlled substance penalty group 1 greater than or equal to 200 grams 400 grams and possession of a controlled substance penalty group 1-1B. She has since been released from the Tarrant County Jail on a $26,500 bond. An ad from the Make American Fentanyl Free ad campaign in September said President Donald Trump is working to save American lives, Breitbart News reported at the time. President Donald Trump's administration has been targeting foreign drug cartels bringing deadly drugs into American communities. When he took office in January, Trump launched a crackdown on the fentanyl crisis that has brought death and destruction to American families by signing an executive action declaring a national emergency at the U.S. southern border. The action read in part, "America's sovereignty is under attack. Our southern border is overrun by cartels, criminal gangs, known terrorists, human traffickers, smugglers, unvetted military-age males from foreign adversaries, and illicit narcotics that harm Americans." In October, Governor Greg Abbott, RTX, joined hundreds of residents in San Antonio to raise awareness about fentanyl poisoning, reported Breitbart News's Randy Clark, who noted that October is Fentanyl Poisoning Awareness Month in Texas.